Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Rich Childs. Batting eighth, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second, the DH, Jerry Remy. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth, the catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Burleson scores. Remy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a line drive into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Adams reaches second base with a double. Cubbage moves to third. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shiles for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Shiles. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hobson moves to third. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burleson is hit by the pitch. Brohmer moves to second. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carew. Hobson scores. Brohmer scores. Burleson moves to third. Remy moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burleson tags and scores. Remy tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Greg Thayer now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Carbo moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carbo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Remy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carbo. Ford reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ford, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Yastrzemski is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Fred Kendall now playing first base. Frank Duffy now playing third base. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brouwer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off the air, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 triples. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger scoops up the ball and tags Lynn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brouwer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Johnson now pitching. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brouwer hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Duffy moves to third. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Burleson takes first base on ball four. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a line drive into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. Shiles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kendall scoops it up and throws to first, with Eckersley covering, for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Duffy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two triples. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kendall scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball four. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carew steals second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer misplays the ball. That's an error on Broemer. Carew scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.